When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roger had the camera up to his eyes and he stumbled and fell. I rode across the creek, got off the horse, and took my rifle out of the scabbard in case I had to make a shot.
For 20 minutes with my spotlight, we watched these two creatures.
I'm romantic. I would like Bigfoot to exist. I've met people who swear they've seen Bigfoot.
It's a very ominous feeling. First of all, everything is one color. It's like a dark pewter color. There are no right angles anywhere. There was almost nothing other than a small foldable hatchway that looked recognizable. Everything was really unworldly.
The other option is that these entities are in fact hybrid beings. They are some sort of a hybrid that's coming in and out of our dimension.
My arm contacted him. He just fell back. Very unexpectedly easy into the other one. And I rolled off the table in the other direction. And they came around the table and the three of them were coming towards me.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-dup. What's up? I feel like I'm like in one of those old scary movies, you know, like the Scream character where he's like, what's up? But that's my vibe today, so happy Friday, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good, yeah. I'm really excited to do another podcast. It's been a little bit of time, and you guys don't know this, because when they come out, it's staggered. It takes me forever to edit them and, you know, get them out there and stuff, and eventually we'll put them out a lot faster, but when we record, and then when it comes out, it's like totally different.
Different timelines.
And, you know, we do like one show, if we're lucky, every 2 weeks or something like that, and eventually we're going to pump them out weekly, you know, that's our goal. But yeah, but I'm really excited to be here. It was a long week at work for sure.
Oh, long week. Happy. Let me ask you this, bro.
Yep.
How's my nephew doing, man? He's got school coming up soon. I'm excited for him to get in there. He's like, he's a little menace, you know. He's got these like black-eyed child eyes, you know.
Yeah, we're looking forward to school though, because trying to entertain him all summer long has been kind of crazy, but he's doing really good. He's doing awesome.
Yeah, you guys. If anybody of all of our listeners know, if you're parents, right? The whole thing about the summer, right? It's like, man, when is school going to start? Yeah. The whole thing about, like, there's a meme that goes around where it's like, oh, I went to the water park today. I went to the movie theater today. I got to hang out with my cousins today.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, today is so boring. What are we going to do, Mom? It's like, bro, you just had the best day of your entire life.
Yeah.
That was a Sandlot picturesque movie day, and you're still not feeling it. What happened?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe when they get like so many good, hard-hitting, fun things all the time, it's like it's still not enough, you know. Like when it's like all, and then the expectations way higher, you know, because they're getting it all the time. I don't know.
I'm gonna give my weird thing away about me. When we had Christmas and birthdays, and we're twins, right? So we had two different families, a divorced family. So we had two different families, two different birthdays, two different Christmases, different things, right?
Yeah.
And I remember we just opened gifts, right? And my dad used to make fun of me so bad for this, but it's like, you know, when you're having the best time of your life, you're like, what else? What else is next? Like, my dad used to make fun of me because there'd be like seven gifts. We'd open seven gifts and I'd be like, is there anything else, Dad? What's going on? What, you're hiding another
where's
one?
Where's the rest, you know?
I'm like, come on, man. I feel so bad. Be grateful for what you got, man.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I love being a kid. It's fun to hear that and see Ezra, my nephew, enjoy life and, you know, living vicariously through him, you know?
That's what's fun about having kids for all you out there who don't have kids, you know? I would suggest it if you have the ability to have kids and stuff and if you decide that it's right for you and stuff, because the coolest thing is you get to relive those moments that you kind of remember as a kid, and it's going to be a different version of it, but like you get to relive kind of those moments, right? Going back to school and like the friends and a lot of the heartache that you remember, like that you're like, oh crap, he's going to have to go through this, like the bullies and all the stuff that you know, but it's like, I don't know. It's just fun to kind of live it again, but like in a different type of way.
Is it kind of like one of those things where you're like almost like looking on a bird's eye view of how you used to live your life?
Yeah, it's
so
like
you're kind of feeling like, man, I wish I could tell him more about this, but I need him to live through it so he can understand it a little bit more.
For all you gamers out there, it's like going from like the first person mode, which is like the way you lived it, to like the God mode now. So you're like in the background, like watching from above, right?
Yeah.
But that's cool because this actually ties into what we're talking about tonight. We're going to be talking about like time slips, lost time. For those who don't know what that means, there's a lot of examples. We're going to go into it, but like there are people that have these experiences, and our mom and stepdad are one included, that have had a thing that happened to them, which we'll go into. But it's crazy because people will have these moments where like they just have missing time, right? They'll be doing something and they lost a whole hour somehow, right? And it felt like to them it felt like a blink of an eye, right? Or they will go into a different time frame. Like all of a sudden they're in the 50s. All of a sudden they're in the 70s, right? Like or something like that. And they're like, how did this happen?
Like one of the ones I'm going to tell is like you see a different version of yourself in the same paradigm. I will say this though. I will say this, you guys. We're not talking about you lazy, you know, I just got done from football practice and I'm a teenager and I'm going to go get them Twinkies and hide them under my bed and they'll star crunch. And then you just fall asleep and you're like, I lost time. Sorry, I didn't do the dishes. I feel bad. I didn't do the dishes. Bro, that's not lost time. That's you just being lazy and falling asleep too early in the day. But no, it's funny. We have some really cool stories, you guys. And I think the time slip thing's a fascinating one for me. Because it's like, look, how does this happen, right? Yeah, we're all human. We all have things that happen to us.
Yeah.
And time gets away from us in a way. Like when I'm at work and stuff, time sometimes gets away from me and it's all of a sudden it's like 3 o'clock and I thought it was one or something.
Yeah.
But there's this stuff that we're going to talk about is even more significant. It's like, it's something that's even more intense. It's like, I was literally looking at the clock at 12:53 and now it's 4:55.
Yeah.
And I literally was just looking at it 2 seconds ago. It's way more intense than just, you know,
and then,
being busy.
And then you start thinking about it, it's like, I mean, when these things happen to somebody, it's like, how did this happen? So you start playing back like all these theories and ideas, right, and stuff. And, you know, one of the ideas is aliens, right, like an abduction scenario. And our mom's story is kind of like that. So we'll go into that. And we kind of feel like that is what is the causing mechanism, right, of what happened to them. But, like, there's other ones, too, where it's like it makes no sense. You're at a movie theater or something, and then you miss, like, half the movie. And you're like, but you were not on drugs. You're not drinking, right? You're not, like, impaired in any single way, and you're like, I lost the whole movie somehow.
Yeah, you don't remember it. Now it's like it's 4 hours later.
And that could be just like a brain issue, like maybe your brain had some problem, and that could totally be like an
scientifically,
actual
it could
right
be some kind
like
of
a chemical
issue
brain
or
issue or something. But like, but there's these ones that are not like that. So as we kind of went through this the stories and the research and stuff for tonight, there was a lot of stories like that that I'm like, that was probably just you even admitted you were drinking, you had some alcohol, you had some drugs, whatever, right, some weed, whatever. And I'm like, that story's not going to fly. And not that, like, I don't believe them, because we still probably believe their stories, because we always take experiencers' stories at face value and think it's real and stuff and give them the benefit, right? Because who are we to judge? But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. Those ones are out for me, at least. And I don't know about you.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Like, you have to judge a book by its cover a little bit. And
yeah.
See, like, where the fruit of the labor comes from, like where it's, like, legit tying to, you know?
Yeah.
But, we have some really cool stories, you guys. I'm excited for you guys to be a part of this. And thank you guys for waiting for us. It's been a little bit of a time. I think the last time we did a podcast was probably, what do you think it was? Like, what, 6 weeks ago? Something like that? Maybe longer?
Last time we recorded was, like, June or July. Early July, I think. And we're now August 11th.
But I do want to say thank you guys, for real, all of our listeners. We just looked it up. Analytics and all that good stuff, right? And again, we're not looking for accolades or any craziness, right? We're not looking for, like, just trying to make a ton of money on this or anything. We're literally just trying to get the word out have conversations, be a safe space for people that go through something intense. But thank you guys. There's literally like, what was it, 5,043 or 5,143 downloads total. And I think we've had like, what, 91 downloads a month or something. So I really appreciate you guys. And like, thank you for just riding with us, you know?
Yeah. And with that said, we do have some shout outs. I promised a shout out on this show, the next recording we're doing.
So our first shout out actually goes to Kelly. She was chatting with me on July 30th for a little bit. She was commenting and we were kind of talking about some stuff. And she brought up the whole fairy thing that my brother experienced. So yes. Those who haven't listened, go back and listen to the fairy and fae creature one that we did. I forget what episode that was, but she brought that up because I guess they had their own, her and her husband Wade had kind of a fairy experience as well, so I thought that was kind of cool. But yeah, so she said that she actually suggested that we should do a show on portals, which I think is a really good idea. Portals have been really fascinating to me, especially since we went to the especially from Skinwalker Ranch, watching that show like crazy,
yeah,
and seeing the stuff they're coming up with. But also we went down south to Ivins, Utah. And we found some petroglyphs, and to me, those looked like it was a depiction of portals. These were ancient petroglyphs on the rocks, and the only thing it looked like to me, it was a spiral.
Which it was usually, like, you know, the little cyclone from like the bubble gum that you buy in the 90s, like the black cotton candy flavored bubble gum, you know, where it had that full spin spiral. Like literally, that was on the rock. It was a full spiral, and we saw a couple of them, and that area just felt so weird, you guys. When we were in Ivins, Utah. Very Pueblo, very Anasazi. There was a couple natives over there. But it was like very, it just felt very like sacred, right? We don't want to mess around with it too much. We're sitting up on this rock and we're like, should we go down there? It's very intriguing. But we're like, it doesn't feel right. It like literally didn't feel right, you know? So we respected it, you know?
Yep.
Definitely, I think there was a portal there, though, for real. I feel that way.
Yeah, and you couldn't go down there. It was all gated off and stuff. I think it was owned, like you were saying, right, by native.
There was a native guy with a dog, and he was like, nah, don't let him in.
Yeah, but Kelly is cool. She was saying, she was giving us some stories and stuff a little bit just through Messenger, and she was saying that her and her husband actually witnessed a plane almost crash into another plane a few months ago, and they basically, she said, like, one of them, like, levitated
above the other one. The other one?
Yeah, okay. Like so quickly.
Like a simulation.
A simulation thing where it's like, nope, not crashing, you know. She said it had a gray-blue static surrounding it when it happened too, which really reminds me of like the... People say that happens a lot with like cryptids too and stuff when they're coming and going from different like portals pretty much.
It's
what we think is a portal. They'll have this kind of like a... It's either like you're looking above a fire and you can kind of see that mirage type of look, or it's like the blue-gray that she's talking about. I've heard this quite a bit, this kind of static look that she was talking about. But yeah, we're really happy that you listen to our show, so thank you so much. You and Wade, thanks. You know, I hope you guys are listening to this show as well. And
yeah, and like the fairy fae thing, you guys, that was episode 18 if anybody wants to listen to it and stuff. But that was a legit thing that happened to me. I was at Wheeler Farm, if you guys want to look it up, Wheeler Farm, Utah. Really beautiful spot. I used to go there for lunch all the time, and I would just listen to podcasts, believe it or not. I'd listen to Confessionals, Tony Merkel. I'd listen to Wes from Sasquatch Chronicles. I'd listen to Vic Cundiv from you know, Dogman experiences and stuff. And these guys are all great, you know? And I would just listen to them.
Yeah.
And there was a time where I would just be walking down. It was a farmer's market. And I was just walking through. And this thing just flies next to me. And it looks like a skin-colored something. And it's, like, bigger than a hummingbird. Longer than a hummingbird. Looks human-colored. I don't know. It was moving really slow. It was right in my face. Nobody else saw it. I looked around and I was like, what is going on here? So thank you for listening to that, because... It was kind of hard for me to like explain, like to get that out there, you know?
Yeah.
That one's like just outlandish, you know? So thank you for bringing that up, because
it was hard to say. The way she said it was such as one of you seeing that fish fairy. She called it a fish fairy, which
that's what it was. Yeah. Man. I don't know how to describe it, but.
Yeah. And that the fairy that her and Wade saw, she said actually had kind of like what they thought was a fairy. They were camping last summer, I guess, and they saw like a green light. But it was small enough that they knew it wasn't like a UFO and stuff. It was kind of like almost like the will-o'-the-wisp type things, or like the orbs. But she said she felt gratitude as soon as it showed itself to her and her husband. And he kind of had that same feeling from what it looks like from the comments. Yeah, like we've heard that before too, like where people feel like this sense of like happiness and stuff when they see. And that makes me think of like the traditional like classic fairy stuff where it's like, all those old English stories, you know. There's some that are like the tricksters, but then there's some that are like the kind
loving spirits of the forest, you
yeah,
know?
Just so, giving out good energy.
Pretty cool.
So another shout out real quick is Mandy from our Apple side. I follow the Apple side a little more because I have an iPhone and I don't use Spotify as much. I use more Apple Music. So Apple Podcasts, we look at that. Mandy was really nice to give us a 5-star review, and I just appreciate you. And you said that you heard about us from Paranormal Portal, which is our best, some of our good friends, you know, Brent and Don from Paranormal Portal Podcast. Give them a listen, you guys. They're awesome. Mentors of ours in a lot of ways. Really good friends. They know a lot of good people, and we're excited to be a part of their friendship.
Hey, I think they're supposed to be coming for Phenomicon next month, so we better see those guys at Phenomicon, right?
They've been messaging. They've been trying to get a hold of us, so let's actually have to show up there so that they can hang out with us.
We'll definitely show up. We'll see those guys, and for the listeners, maybe we'll have some video footage of us doing a paranormal investigation. Because I think we're trying to do that with Brent, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so we have some land in Duchesne. You guys have heard this. It's really close to Skinwalker Ranch, and Brent is very interested in coming out there and hanging out with us. And so, yeah, it'll be a really good time. But Mandy, thank you again. We appreciate you guys. And damn, it's been 16 minutes now. Let's get into the story.
Yeah, no more housekeeping. Let's just dive in.
Hell yeah.
All right. So yeah, we have a story that actually comes from our mom and our stepdad. It's one that they personally experienced. We have a place called Wendover that's not very far from Salt Lake City. It's like an hour and a half away or 2 hours away. And it's on the border of Nevada. And so it's a gambling town. And so they have pretty much how they make their funds. It's a really, really tiny town. And I always wonder, is it Utah or Nevada? It's like kind of, it's both, right?
I love me some Wendover though, guys.
Yeah, Wendover is the funnest place to go gamble because you actually do win there.
The fun part, yeah, you have a better chance than if you go to Vegas. Six hours to Vegas or an hour to Wendover, and you can actually make some money at Wendover, so who knows?
Right, yeah. I've won $200 in Vegas once, but that was like the most I ever won. Wendover, I won like more than that over time. Way over time. And a lot of times, like, you can keep your money going longer, and you also get free drinks, like, a lot better than
they'll send you Vegas. Some like complimentary room stuff and things cool. So it's a fun time. It's a fun time. And they have like demolition derbies over there. They have like
concerts,
jet shows, concerts, a lot of fun stuff. So
yeah. So they were heading there, and they had a friend and his girlfriend that was also meeting them out there. And the friend and the girlfriend, they left about 15 to 20 minutes before our mom and stepdad left. And this is the crazy part about the time slip. So they were driving the same road, exact same pathway. There's really only one way to get there from Salt Lake. And so they were going down the same direction. And it was about what felt like probably an hour. And my mom gets a call from Rick, was his name, their friend. And he calls and he says, "Where the heck are you guys? We've been waiting here. We've been here for an hour and a half. Where the heck are you guys?" And they're like, "What do you mean? We're just passing whatever town it was," right? They were about halfway. They're about the halfway mark. And he's like, "What do you mean? Like, did you guys stop a bunch of times? Did you guys stop and get food? Did you guys, like, get gas, whatever, right?" All this stuff. Because he's like, "We've been here for an hour and a half." It was, like, actually the two-hour mark pretty much at that point. My mom was like, "I have no idea because we just took the exact same path. We didn't stop. We just went, you know, stopped to get gas or snacks once in a while, and that was it." And it was about 2-hour loss that they had.
Well, no, my stepdad, he doesn't like to take a bunch of stops either. Like, yeah. He's one of those guys that's like, "Look, bro, if you need to pee," like, I used to hang out with him. We'd be driving up to Evanston to get lottery tickets and fireworks, and that's a little fun little spot too. And
yeah,
he literally powers through it. We can't stop. Yeah. We literally don't stop. If I have to pee, he's gonna make sure we get there at Evanston first. Then we'll pee, and that's like an hour and a half or so. So he's not gonna stop a bunch before Wendover. So
yeah, and it was funny because he made the joke, and he's not the guy to even make the... He doesn't really believe this stuff, I don't think.
Yeah, he's very, like, no-nonsense, you know?
But he made the joke. He's like, "Honey, I think we need to check all of our orifices, like, ASAP, you know? Because of the whole alien thing. Because they were driving through open desert, and you're driving towards Utah
to Nevada, right?" Honestly, Wendover's, like, a hop and a skip from, like, S4, Area 51. It's really not that far, you guys. It's like, Nevada's not that far from Wendover, so we're really close to that, so... That's a context thing. I mean, I love living in the desert. This is one of my favorite parts about being in this area. Is there's just so much mystery. Like, this is the area that my brother's wife here saw some weird creature hit her car, and it looked like a big jackrabbit or a big donkey or something weird. It was something hit her.
It was so funny. And it was in the same area. We just went to Jackson on a trip, right? A personal trip. And we were coming back from actually Yellowstone. We went to Jackson. And there was this store in Jackson where they had these, stuffed real animals. What's it called again?
Taxidermy type stuff where it's on the wall.
Yeah, so they had like rabbits and stuff, but they had like the antlers on the rabbits.
The jackalopes.
Yeah. And it was funny because my wife's like, "Oh," almost acting like, "Are those things real?" But she's like, "I think that's could have been what I saw. Maybe. I'm like, no, because those things are like a hare. A desert hare is huge for sure.
But not as big as what she saw. Not that big.
She was seeing something that was like the size of like a large.
Like a goat or a wolf or something. You know,
like, yeah, exactly. Which reminds me of chupacabra. I still say it's a chupacabra.
Literally, you guys, something headbutted her car when she was driving through the desert. I think it's on one of our episodes already, but it's like...
Yeah, those listeners that know us, they've probably heard this a couple times, but for you guys...
And that's the same road, by the way, almost going into Wendover and then to California, like to Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
Going all the way through California. It's the longer way through California.
Right.
But that's the way, for sure.
Yeah, so it's a pretty crazy story. So they eventually got there safe and everything to Wendover, but it's just funny because it's like, yeah, where does that time go? Like, when you lose 2 hours and you're like... So they were sitting there thinking like... Maybe a ship came, like Betty Barney Hill style, came in, took them away, and they were gone for like a 2 hour time frame, and then they put them right back in their same spot. But how do they do that on the freeway? It's a highway that they're driving on, and they're still, they don't notice a difference at all, right?
So a change of stopping at all.
They must have some kind of technology, if that's the case, if it is an alien situation, that they can stop the time that we know of our own time, right? They can somehow figure out how to make us not feel the difference at all.
Let me ask you guys,
whatever that means.
Do you guys think it's aliens? Do you guys think it's like a dimensional shift? Do you think it's a paradigm shift, like a matrix change in the situation? Like, I've had actually like a recent thing, by the way, guys, which I'll have to get into it. But like the girl that I dated when I was in high school, right? Like right out of high school, I took her to prom and stuff. We hadn't seen each other for 15 years. And now we're like not skipping a beat. I'm dating her again. And like there's so many weird matrix things that happen with it, by the way. And I'd have to get into it. If you guys start following my like Instagram and stuff, you'll see the things I'll post about it. But I don't know if it's a matrix shift that they went through, if it's like a paradigm shift, if it's a alien thing, if it's a I fell asleep at the wheel and somebody saved us, like a guardian angel thing. I don't know, guys. There's a lot of things that it could be. I want to hear what you guys think it is, because,
yeah,
I don't know. It's weird. What is this time slip stuff going on?
To me, it could be all the above, right? It could be a bunch of different things playing out, because some of these stories, it's like that one seems alien. That one seems like a weird fold in time that we're kind of seeing. Again, like we talk about ghosts a lot on our show, and ghosts is kind of where we started anyway. We used to ghost hunt and stuff. Like that was kind of where we really got into the paranormal, because we had our own experiences and stuff as young kids and everything. But some of the ghost experiences that people tell really reminds me of like just a fold in time, like where it just keeps replaying, right? Like a recurring situation that's stamped in time somehow, and we don't understand time. So that's why this is such a fun episode, because it's like one of those things I don't know if we'll ever understand it, you know. And I don't think there's scientists out there that can ever really come up with what it is, and maybe we're not meant to know. But like, you know, Einstein talked about it and stuff. There's like his idea of wormholes, because, and then of course, like, he thinks it's like a layer where like layers just keep folding on top of each other, and then all of a sudden you get this glimpse of something that was like the 1940s or 1950s, right? And that could be the case. So it's really interesting.
My question is like, time is relative. That's the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, I almost wonder if time is even a thing. It's like, why do we set clocks? Why do we... And obviously, like, it's the same thing every day. There is a sunset. There's a morning dew. There's the sun coming up in the next, you know, the next day. There's the moon coming out. You're
taking the native approach, bro.
Yeah, but it's... I know, right?
There's no time, really.
I know. I almost wonder if there's, like, if this whole thing's kind of a construct or something.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously, there's things that happen every day that's the same. And, like, his mercies are new every day, the whole Jesus thing and stuff. That makes sense.
Right.
But it's like, what do you guys think? I mean, I know it sounds like we're crazy as hell sometimes with this stuff. But it's like, I just wonder if everything that we've been taught or fed is, like, not really true, you know?
Right.
And the reason I say that is because, like, look at the stuff, like, the stuff they're showing us now. Like, the Into the Spider-Verse, the Tom Holland, the Tobey Maguire, the multiverse stuff.
Yeah.
I almost wonder if that's like a thing, like it's a legit thing, because the next story I have was this dude that's in India, right? He's a 2006. He was living in like a Sri Lanka area of India, and there's a park, and he was spending time with his aunt and uncle, and he'd go over there every summer, and there's a park that was just kitty corner of the neighborhood. It was a really pretty park, and he'd go hang out over there by himself, and he was probably like, I don't know, 11 or 12 or something at the time in 2006, but he saw this gentleman, so he's hanging at the park. And he saw this person that was looking at him from afar at the park. And he was kind of freaked out about it. It was an adult of some sort. And he's like, I don't know who this guy is. Why is he looking at me? It's super weird.
Creepy vibes.
And the guy was looking at him like kind of weird, like almost scared of him in a way. And he's like, why is this guy looking at me like this? So he's like, I'm going to go back to my aunt and uncle's. I'm out of here, blah, blah, blah. So then, like, fast forward, right? 2016. It's a very short story, but 2016, He's like, I want to go back and visit my town where I grew up, this where my aunt and uncle live and stuff. I want to come back there, because he lived like, I don't know, 40 or 50 miles away. And so he was going to visit that area again. He's like, I'm going to go back to that park. I'm going to go hang out over there and just kind of remember stuff, right? The things I used to grow up with, the cops and robbers and the fun stuff that you do growing
nostalgia,
up.
Nostalgia, you know? So by the way, real quick, hold on to that. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say, this is just funny. My son finally watched, like, I think for the first time the other night with his cousins, and they'd never seen it. The original Ninja Turtles movies from, 1989 or whatever it was, right? Like the
no anchovies, bro!
Yeah, and I'm sitting there, I'm trying to mind my own business, doing something else off the side, and I keep hearing the vocals coming off. Like, I hear, what's his
dun,
name?
Dun, 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 dun.
Donatello, which and is, the like, theme. Corey Haim, or not Corey Haim, Corey Feldman,
well, you
right?
hear that little theme. Dun, yeah. dun, dun, dun.
And, like, and then I hear Casey Jones going off, and he's like, what are you, some kind of punker and stuff? And I'm like, oh, dang. So I had to, go out there, watch it. I'm like, this movie's so good, so... But nostalgia, right? We all are suckers for nostalgia.
Totally.
Because we grew up watching that movie. It was so fun for us.
Shout out WMAC Masters, if anybody's watched that show. We used to watch all three episodes, the blue, the purple, the red discs, or VHS at the time. If anybody's seen WMAC Masters, please let us know, you guys.
Yeah.
Supernaturalstation5@gmail.com. I don't know where we heard about these, but they used to have action figures and different things. It was fun. But yeah, so this guy, right, he's over there at the park. It's 2015 now, 2016. So he's like in his 20s now. And he's just hanging out there, and he's just looking, and he's in a different angle where he was before. And he said he sees this little kid at the park. And he's like,
oh, weird.
There's a little kid at the park. And he's like, I just felt almost sick when I saw him, like nausea. And I was looking at him, and this kid's just staring right at me, like in a scared way. And the kid's wearing a shirt with like a cartoon symbol in the front, like almost like a little cartoon character on a shirt. And it was a black cartoon character, and then the shirt was like a grayish color. And so he could literally like point out all these things about this kid, right? And then he's like, I don't know what this kid's looking at. So he got freaked out, walked away. And then when he walked away, it literally paradigm shifted his whole mind. All of a sudden he had this weird vision, and he's like, I remember, it just popped into his head. When he was younger, at that park in 2006, there was this guy looking at him. Remember that guy I was just telling you about that was looking at him? And he was like, and then he looked down at his shirt, and he was remembering what he was wearing. And he was wearing a shirt that was like a cartoon character, like a grayish cartoon, a shirt with a black cartoon character. Wow. So he's like, I was literally looking at myself.
Yeah, we've heard stories like this before. I've heard one like this on one of Jim Harold's podcasts, I think it was, where so this kid came out in the kitchen. I think we've talked about it before, but he came out in the kitchen in the middle of the night to get some water or something. And there was a guy in the kitchen that was like an adult. And the adult guy looked at him and got all scared of the kid. And then the kid got scared and ran off. And then 15 years later, he was in his kitchen and he saw this little kid come into the kitchen, this apparition type thing. It was almost like an apparition. They're like, they both look real, like real people, but they were like not really there.
A little off.
And he's like, I remember this. And then he dropped the glass. Like, they, you know, it was the exact same situation. But so it was him seeing himself in the future versus.
But the older version of himself didn't know what to say to the little one?
No.
Was he like frozen?
No, so, because he, even though he remembered it, it was like, you're not prepared for it, even though you know. And so the same exact situation played out again. Like, exactly.
That's what this guy said. He's like, I was literally looking at this kid, and I'm like, and he was saying, I didn't know what to say. And my mouth froze, and I didn't know what to say. And he's like, now when I was looking back at it as a kid version, this guy was looking at me weird.
Yeah.
And trying to say something to me. And I was like, what is he? This is a creeper. Why is he looking at me this way? Why is he almost trying to say something to me? Now he's like, oh, it was just me trying to say it's me looking at myself. And he's like, it's the weirdest thing I've ever experienced. And he's like, I don't know how to say this to anybody that this happened to me.
Yeah.
And he's just like, it is what it is. Like, I'm just going to keep it quiet. I saw myself as a younger self. I saw myself in the future. And I don't know what to make of that. And he doesn't say he's like looking for any answers. He's just like, it is what it is.
Again, you know? And tying this back into pop culture, like, we just watched the Flash movie, right? And when he goes back in time and he's like eating spaghetti, and then he sees like his younger self coming off the street, and he's like, oh my gosh, that's
fresh
my
out
young
of college
self coming off the bus or whatever, right? And he's like, I gotta go stop him. Can you imagine that? That's Hollywood trying to tell us maybe that it might be possible that you might run into your younger self at some point.
I think Hollywood loves to mock us and make us feel like, look, this has been happening a lot longer than people think. And now they're finally like trying to show us these answers, right? But it's kind of messed up because they're just like dangling it in the air and like not giving us answers as to how to do it.
But what's funny is like these stories, though, almost all of them, I don't think I've heard one that's like in the future, though. Like, it's more like it's the passing or going back to the past. Yeah, future seeing the past. You can't really go forward, is what I've noticed.
Yeah,
you can go for. You can. Yeah, it's all backwards. So like everything that's already recorded,
you can only see the past.
You can't see what's not been recorded, is what I've noticed.
Which is a strange thought, guys, by the way. Isn't that weird? It's like, I agree with that. It's almost like, I wish we could all see the future. Wouldn't it be cool if we could all, like, Back to the Future 2 or something, like, see what you're going through and, like, your kids and all that stuff? I think that'd be really cool, but...
Yeah. It reminds me of, like, that, like, receipt paper, the, like, the... What's that stuff called? The graphite
paper? The graphite paper,
yeah. Like, where something's recorded on it because of some stamp that happened, right? And it's there forever, and then something goes over top of that, over top of that, over top of that.
Layers of time.
Yeah, and so it does make me wonder if that's actually the case, you know, if there's... those things have always existed. Like, I've heard Brent even say this from Paranormal Portal, where he said, like, maybe everything existed that it has always existed is still existing now, and everything's existing at the exact same time, at all together at once.
Yeah, like the past, everything, the present,
you know, everything. Yeah, so it's really
all wild. Our ancestors are going through, like, everything they went through, say, like,
it's still happening
right now. What is today? August 11th, 23. So August 11th of 1923. Like, our ancestor was going through something right at this moment. And there's a chance there could be, like, a weird something right now where it could shift, and now we see what they're going through right at this moment. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like there's... So weird. It's very I almost feel like everything's so unstable. I feel like we're, like, getting to a place where... I don't know if you guys all think this, like, listeners and stuff. You guys have seen things coming to a head. Like, look at all this stuff that's happening. The sinkholes, the, like, weird things. The
fire,
like,
out in Hawaii.
Fires.
That's so
the,
sad.
Yeah, the time shifts. Like, just the weird UFO stuff now. Like, the...
Yeah, the whistleblowers. Everything
being backwards in the world.
By the way, have you watched that stuff yet? The whistleblower stuff?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I haven't watched it.
But think about all these, like, the backwards. Everything's so backwards, right? Yeah. Like, things that were supposed to be good or bad. Bad or good, blah, blah, blah. So it's like everything. We're literally living in an unstable environment, right?
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder. It's like, are we so unstable that we're going to start seeing all these weird paradigm shifts of things that happened in the past? Things are maybe going to happen in the future. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be.
I think it's cool that we live in this time, because there's a chance we'll see some really cool stuff. But
it
definitely freaks me out.
Definitely.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll have some stories right after this.
Alright, so here's another story that we found online as we're doing research, and this one's pretty cool. This actually comes from a retired Merseyside policeman. Merseyside must be a place in the UK. I think it's like near Liverpool, because of the way the story kind of plays out. That's
shout out, guess. Where you at, Robo? Tell us where this is at.
Yeah, right. So he's retired. His name's Frank. So it says, on a sunny Saturday afternoon on July of 1996... Frank and his wife, Carol, they were visiting Liverpool's Bold Street area for some shopping at Central Station. The pair split up. Carol went to Dylan's bookshop, and Frank went to HMV to look for a CD he wanted. That reminds me of what?
As he for walked, your entertainment. That place was so cool.
Yeah. As he walked up the incline near the post office cafe building that led onto Bold Street, Frank suddenly noticed he had entered a strange oasis of quietness. Now, this is something I've noticed a couple times when I was reading these stories, is like, right before the situation changed, like the time slip happened, there was always like a moment where like the air changed,
like something happened around it.
Like the density changed or something. So he said he called it a oasis of quietness. Suddenly, a small box van that looked like something out of the 1950s sped across his path, honking its horn as it narrowly missed him. Frank noticed the name on the van's side, Kaplan's. When he looked down, the confused policeman saw that he was unexpectedly standing in the road. The off-duty policeman crossed the road and saw that Dylan's bookstore now had Crips over its entrances. More confused, he looked in to see that not books, but saw that there were women's handbags and shoes. Looking around, Frank realized people were dressed in clothes that appeared to be from the 1940s. Suddenly, he spotted a young girl in her 20s, dressed in a lime-colored sleeveless top. The handbag she was carrying had a popular brand name on it, which reassured the policeman that maybe he was still partly in 1996.
Like a Michael Kors or something.
Right, yeah, something we know now. It was a paradox, but he was relieved, and he followed the girl into the Crips store. As the pair went inside, Frank watched in amazement as the interior of the building completely changed in a flash to that of Dylan's bookshop. The girl turned to leave, and Frank lightly grasped the girl's arm to attract attention and said, "Did you see that?" She replied, "Yes. I thought it was a clothing shop. I was going to look around, but it's a bookshop." It was later determined that Cripps and Kaplan's were businesses based in Liverpool during the 1950s. Whether these businesses were based in the location specified in the story has not been confirmed.
Wow.
But pretty cool. Pretty cool. So I'd, okay, I'd wonder so about
it
that.
It was a clothing store in the 40s, or like 20s through the 40s, yeah. Right?
And then it was a bookshop.
Then it was a bookshop in the 90s.
Yeah.
So then this detective sees this girl in the 90s, mm-hmm. right? Sees the handbag she has. It might be Michael Kors or Gucci, something that's more nowadays. And then he's like, okay, cool. I'm in the 90s still. Walks in, grabs a hold of her, because all of a sudden it's a bookstore.
Yeah.
Right? And she's like, what the heck? I thought this was a clothing store. And that would have been something from the 20s and 40s. So this girl is like from the 20s and 40s.
I don't think
timeline.
So. What I thought was really interesting about the story is that to me it seems like she's also in the same time slip that he's in. Like she's also
from
the
90s. Wearing the newer dress.
Yeah.
The newer purse.
Yeah.
Right?
So this is the first story I've ever heard where it's two people that are unrelated. They're not like part of the same family or anything that are involved in a time slip together. And she's unawares and he's unawares. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so she also saw the flash change where she goes into the store and she's like, I thought this was a clothing store.
That's like
now more, it's this weird deep dark
a lot more store. Credibility, you know.
Yeah,
I think exactly. That's really cool. That's
and this
cool
guy thing. Was also a policeman, like the story said. So like what like we said, policemen always have more credibility in my mind because they see so many things on a daily basis. They have to write reports and they have to be very level-headed, right, in order to maintain that position. So
totally,
I love these kind of stories. So that was pretty cool. And that Liverpool, so hey listeners from the UK, you're out there, you know, tell us if you know anything about Kaplan's or Cripps from the 1940s.
Also, I'm very surprised at how many like dogman experiences are in the UK.
Yeah.
So please, if you have a dogman experience, I'm really intrigued. I've been really intrigued by dogman for some time. I listen to Vic Cundiv and the dogman experiences, and I'm like, man, there's so much out there, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, if you guys have something, please, supernaturalstation5@gmail.com, send us your story.
Yeah,
reach out to us.
Just from being a listener of those stories, I feel like there's some areas that are like hotspots, and the UK seems
it's
to be
like
a hotspot.
UK, Ohio, sure. Michigan,
yeah,
in,
like
in
flat,
the US.
Like flat areas.
Flat areas.
Not really mountainous areas as much.
Yeah. That's why we don't have a lot here in Utah. We have so many mountains, you guys.
Yeah, we got Bigfoot up the wazoo, but
Provo Canyon, Logan Canyon.
I'll take it. I'd rather run into a Bigfoot than a freaking massive dogman.
Oh, me
to be honest.
100%.
Right, cool. And then I do have another story that I wanted to cover that I also found kind of intriguing. And this one ties in a little bit more to like our mom's story, our stepdad's story, where it seems like they might have been abducted or something, you know, which caused the time slip. But again, what is the technology that causes someone to not know that they've had a time slip?
Yeah.
And realizing, whoa, I lost time, but they don't know it until they notice like the clock. It's pretty interesting. So this one says, it's not mine, but this is my grandma's story. My grandma and her mom in New Hampshire around the same time that Betty and Barney Hill had their UFO encounters. So it's like the 1960s. Driving down the road late at night, bright lights in the sky start to converge up ahead as the radio scrambles and the gauges and lights go haywire. Then the car stalls. Both ladies are fixated on the ball of light in the road, and 5 minutes later, they come out of their trance-like state. The light shoots back into the sky, the car starts back up, and they realize that the 5 minutes that they were zoned out was actually 2 hours. Again, we talked about 2 hours with my mom's story. So what's that all about too? That's, you know, we try to tie in these things like numbers, like maybe there's a reason it's 2 hours. Maybe it has something to do with the technology they're using or
yeah.
The magic they're using. It could just be magic too. We don't know. Neither were the type to bullshit and would likely dismiss the next guy for making up such claims until they had their own experience. So these were older women who are not bullshitters, you know, just refined. I picture like these refined women that are just driving a nice car and have this, you know, experience where they see like what they think is a UFO, a light in the sky, and then they lose about 2 hours of time. So what happened, right? It's like, did they get taken aboard a ship? And then, right, so it's just so weird. But again, that's what's causing time slips. It's either that or it's like you slip into a portal. That's my thought on it. It's either you slip into a portal or you have like an alien experience or you're the folds of time are somehow like overlapping and you're seeing something from a different time.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, there's even like time slips when somebody's driving through like a small town.
Yeah.
I've seen these YouTube videos and I give no credence to like chills and those YouTube videos that are like, you know, those weird ones, right? They're fun to watch when you're like wanting to get scared.
Shout out
like,
Slap Tam.
Yeah, you know? Slap Tam. Chills. Right. Hello, my name's Chills.
Hello.
And this is a scary moment.
Hello, like, this is Callum and this is Slap Tam.
I'm here for your top 10 live. Let's watch it right now. But the thing is like those videos, like there's some that are super kind of creepy credible. Like there's that one where they're driving down this like dirt road and there's like some creepy lady that's standing there. And then all of a sudden they have this time slip and it's like 4 hours later. And it's like they're like waking up in their car. And so I don't know. I think there's some truth to some of it.
Right.
But you know how people compile stuff on the internet and just post it all together. And you know, there's good and bad in it and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's
weird. It's intriguing. Like, and then you think of like these ghost experiences too, like even the one I had, right, that has been covered pretty extensively with the pioneer lady at the edge of your bed. Makes me wonder sometimes, it's like, what if she thought it was a time slip? Like she's like, she was sitting like on the edge of like a bench inside the wagon in her mind. And she was tucking like the feet of like a child. Right. And yet I'm seeing her
in the
like,
modern
what if that
world.
Was the case? You know, yeah. It's like the others. Well, so I always love that thinking movie, The
like,
Others.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Shout out The Others. Cause it's like,
was that M. Night Shyamalan? It should have been.
It might've been. It should have been.
Yeah.
But like Nicole Kidman and stuff. Yeah. And it's like she's seeing ghosts, but it's like on the other side of the realm, it's another dimension and they're seeing her as a ghost.
Right.
And that's the way I, like, literally, you guys, that's the kind of the way I see ghosts almost in a way. It's like, I wonder if that's really how it is, you know?
Yeah, it's so weird. So, you know, that's really what we got. I guess I'll cover one more story that I thought was, it's pretty similar to the last one I just covered, and I think it's more alien-oriented, but I do think it's worth covering. So, this one comes from real close to us, our neck of the woods, New Mexico. It says, we were off-roading in New Mexico during a family vacation. It was incredibly dark. I remember the little puffs of grass and plants looked like giant tarantulas in the shadow of the headlights. That's a cool description, by the way. We were all kind of joking about how close we were to Area 51. The radio stations had gone to static, so we sat in silence as we bobbed around over the terrain. Suddenly, a brighter light than day filled the car. I squinted out the back window and it was a giant V shape. I couldn't see anything but the bright lights. My brother and I hunched down to the floorboards to hide. Then my dad was driving again and it was pitch black except for the headlights. My brother and I were sitting in our seats again and we drove on as if nothing had happened. But the clock showed we had lost about an hour and a half of time. An hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, right? That's pretty close. The radio was playing again and we were facing a main road back to town. So basically it sounded like they were like, they saw this light coming behind them and then they ducked down to hide. And then all of a sudden, instantly, they were back sitting up in their seats and they'd lost about an hour and a half of time.
Yeah.
Very strange.
And it's like super quick, right? So it feels like it happened so fast that they were looking at the clock in the car already before that thing switched, you know? So that's very credible too as well.
Yeah, so, and if you, listeners, if anybody knows friends or family that have had weird experiences like this, write into our show. We'd love to cover it on the show. We'd love to just, like, bring it up and talk about it, or even just discuss with you if you don't want it on the show. We just want to talk to you about the experience, too. That'd be amazing, because the reason we're doing this show in a lot of ways is we're just trying to get answers, you know? I think I've had my own experiences. My brother has had his own experiences, and so we're just trying to figure out what is the cause of these things, right? So, looking at this mysterious world and trying to be, like, investigators in a way to figure out like what is causing all this. So, but we appreciate you guys listening. That's I think the end of our stories as far as research for tonight went. If you have theories, share them with us. We'd love to hear your theories. What is it? Is it like a fold in time and we're seeing like these weird glimpses of the fold in time and a repeat? Is it alien stuff? Is it all the above? Is it portals? Is it fairies phase? Yeah. You know, whatever it is, right?
Yeah, I was asked recently by my new girlfriend and she's like, why do you do this?
New oldish girlfriend, right?
New oldish, yeah. She's like, why do you do like a podcast about supernatural stuff? I'm like, why indeed?
Yeah.
I'm like, let me start at the very beginning. And I'm like, we've had experiences after experiences with no answers. We've had, you know, hauntings and ghostly things growing up. We've had alien sort of situations. We've had loss of time ourselves. We've had weird situations, creepy dreams. Like the, even when I was, you know, in a first relationship before her, there was this like La Llorona. I don't know if anybody's heard of that character. I had that in my dream and stuff. Like it's just,
yeah,
I feel like we're on this, I don't know, when you're ready to like accept these things, all of a sudden it just opens up, you know?
Well, and that's what listener Kelly said too, the one that we shouted out to at the beginning of the show. She said something similar. She said that she believes that's the case, that people...
some people are closed off.
They're closed off, and then there's some that are more open to it. And the ones that
we've have shifted into a new dimension or something.
Yeah, like once you've had one experience, you're all of a sudden open and you start having all these different experiences. Yeah. So like I've had ghosts, Jaren's had Bigfoot, fairy
situation.
You know, we both have had like a weird abduction situation and it's just, it keeps going. So like, so what's next, right?
Yeah, I told her, why indeed? That's a very good question, young lady. And why is this? I have no idea, but it's calling me, so I'm just answering the call. Yeah. And so is my brother. And so, look, we want to find out.
It's 2023. We're starting to say, the government's trying to say that aliens are real now. All of us have known that for a long time. Yeah. We don't know what they are exactly. A lot of us think they might be interdimensional. Like, I'm sort of on that camp. Because one thing I can say, if you guys have ever thought about it, alien ships don't ever really leave the atmosphere. If you, like, look at, like, satellites, like, we should see alien ships leaving the universe, right?
Yeah.
And you don't really see that. So it makes me wonder, you know. And then I have my thoughts on the moon landing and different things. So
we'll do a whole show on the moon landing, I think. We need to do that because that one's been on my mind.
We're not flat earthers exactly, but we definitely have some questions, right? The government's very keen on lying to its people, right? So
yeah, for sure.
So just be open-minded to that. I think there's a lot of truth to it. But yeah, why indeed? That's what I ask myself every day. But I love it, you guys. I love doing this.
You know
what?
If we ever come up with merch, we'll do a shirt that just says, why indeed? Why question mark indeed?
And then it just says, or why comma station. Indeed? Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
If you guys want that, let us know. I think that's a cool shirt idea, so we should definitely do it.
And let's say the next person that gives us a story, we'll give them a shirt like that. We'll just send it to them.
Oh, yeah, you know? For sure.
Yeah.
Please, so let us know what color, too. We're looking at, like, oranges and greens and grays and purples and very Halloween colors, but whatever you like, let us know. You send us your story, we'll send you a shirt for sure.
Yeah, sweet. But yeah, so that was the show, and we really appreciate you guys listening and just kind of hearing us ramble a little bit. It's been a rambling kind of show, but you know, it's been a long week, and we hope you guys found something out of the show. Hopefully you got something out of it, because I feel like I did. I feel like some of the stuff my brother brought to the table and some of the stuff I was reading, it raises more questions, though, for sure. But it's interesting stuff. And
I kind of want to see myself, like, when I'm 35 right now, right? We're 35. I forget how old we are sometimes. But
me too.
You know, every year it changes because we don't want to know. But if I'm in my 50s, it'd be kind of cool to see my 20-year-old self or something.
Yeah.
And be like, whoa, I see you. It's like that whole, like, Spider-Man thing where they're
pointing and you would at know each other. Instantly, right? You'd know exactly. Like,
yeah,
that's
I'd
me,
remember the shirt know? I was wearing. I'd remember a lot of things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you guys know, everybody on this podcast that's listening knows, when you go through something that you think is so intense at that moment,
yeah,
and then you've gone through that moment and now you're looking back at it, you kind of laugh at it like, wow, I was, like, so intense going through that moment. But it's funny because you hold on to those memories so intense. And so if you saw your old self, you'd recognize it in 2 seconds. And I would too.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be kind of fun, right? Imagine, what would you guys do if you saw your past self, and what would you say to him? I have no idea what I'd say.
I would try to right some wrongs. Like, I would try to talk to him and be like, hey, I'm you from the future, right? You'd have to do that and be like,
you'd be like, fix me.
Just don't
get me
do
more
this
money.
Job. Don't do this job because you're going to get fired. Don't do this job because they're going to lay you off. You know, these kind of things, right? Don't get in this car at this time because you're going to have a car accident, you know, that
but
type
here's
of
the thing.
But it wouldn't make you
here's
grow,
the thing.
Right? That's the reason.
You met your old self.
Yeah.
So maybe all of that stuff is finite now.
Yeah.
Everything you thought you could tell them is different now because you met them. It changed the paradigm of the old self.
Yeah.
Because now they met the new self of you, and it's changed the whole future. So now your future is like a trajectory off of what you thought it was before. Isn't that weird?
So it's like a mind blowing. You know what? It reminds me of the Michael Keaton from The Flash when he's talking. He has the spaghetti, right?
Totally.
He's like, some stuff is it's unchangeable.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do to change it. It's going to always be the same, right? And it's not linear with time. Like, that some stuff is weaving this way and this different way, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the if you guys haven't seen it, go watch The Flash. It's not the best movie in the world. I like it because
CGI is a little off, but I do like Batman.
I like it for
Flash
the nostalgia of Keaton, especially.
For sure.
But that moment where he's talking about the spaghetti thing really made that kind of blew my mind. I was like, that's right. With what we're talking about tonight, the time thing.
It's like every shift, every Earth, right? Earth 1, Earth 2, Earth 54.
Yeah.
They're all going to be off a little bit. Some of them are going to follow like a parallel line in a way.
Yeah.
And it's going to be almost the same, but some of them are going to be so skillwampus and opposite of what it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so true with like time, because I feel like time's like irrelevant. That's what I'm saying. Like, can you imagine if time's not even really a construct?
It might not be real. Yeah.
And like the whole native mindset where it's like, it's just like the spirit guides and they get us through the certain things we're living in.
Yeah.
But time is just not really a thing, you know?
It's wild.
A lot of things, guys. A lot of stuff.
A lot for you guys to go to sleep tonight thinking about and not actually get some sleep because you're going to be thinking about all these things. Just like probably we're going to do the same thing.
And I have a problem with melatonin, you guys, so I can't even sleep with melatonin. So good luck for
good
me
luck
as well.
Sleeping tonight, guys. Anyway, but we appreciate your listenership. Thank you guys for being with us, and we will do a portal show. I like that idea a lot. We'll do that probably next time. Well, not next time. The next show we have is with Tim Moon. He's an author. Tomato Fields is a book about
like a cryptid storyline about cryptid creatures and stuff. So we're going to talk to him about that, where it stems from. And I guess he has his own experiences too that he's going to tell us about. So that's the next show. So look forward to that. Mm-hmm. And we're excited to interview him. So that'll be awesome. And go out and buy his book, Tomato Fields. I found it on Amazon. It was pretty cheap. It was like $11. So, you know, paperback. So
we have a lot of other fun ones coming up too, like more interviews and stuff. So
yeah.
And again, we might do like a full live video with Brent and Don from Paranormal Portal and do like some kind of fun stuff with Phenomicon and stuff. So
yeah.
Wish us luck. It's coming up very soon.
Yep.
If anybody can come out, come out, you guys.
We might actually
be out there. It'd be really fun to say hi to you guys as well. So
yeah, thank you guys so much, and we hope you have a great night and a great rest of your week or weekend, whatever this day, you know, whatever day it falls on. So
yeah, sayonara and sukaina.
Good night.
Book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.